Our scripture reading today, Psalms 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
And Lord, I thank you today for this sermon. I'm asking that you speak through me, God, that you would touch the hearts of those listening by here in person and also, God, on our podcast, that you would touch them and that you would bless them and allow this sermon to be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, good morning. Good morning again. Today I'm coming from a topic that I was watching this video online, and in the video, this young lady was, she was doing like aerobics. She was doing aerobics, step aerobics is what it was. And she was very unique in it. The class was going their way. They were going and following the instructor, but she was just very unique in how she was and what she was doing during the steps. And it was funny, but it stuck out to me because she just was like, you know, everyone else was just a step. And she would do a kick and then she would, you know, it just was, she was being herself, unapologetically herself. And what it said at the bottom was unapologetically unique. And that just stuck with me. And I said, I know there's a sermon in there somewhere. And so I started to just kind of think and dwell and kind of pray and seek God for it. Like, what are you trying to show me? And he gave me the topic, unapologetically you. And so today, I want to talk about how we can be unapologetically who we are, who God created us to be, and not be, you know, not apologize for it and not try to change it to fit into anyone else's mold for us, but to be who God called you to be. So I read this article, and the article said, and I want to make sure that I read it correctly. It says women apologize for things that they can't even control. Women tend to apologize. Oh, I'm sorry I did that. And it's something that you really actually have no control over, but we tend to apologize more. And that just stuck out with me when talking about this topic of being unapologetically who you are. Sometimes we are, we try to conform. We try to conform to what the world says we should be or what the world says we should do or, you know, what others say we should do. But truly, God has made us special. He has made us to be who he called us to be. And it's for us to stand up and walk into that and share that with the world. That's who he wants us to be. Psalms 139:14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So I use this scripture a lot when I'm mentoring young girls, because I want them to know that regardless of what they see on the videos or they may see at school, they are fearfully and wonderfully made by God, that he took his time creating them to be who he called them to be. And so they do not necessarily have to conform to what they see in school, to the girls that they see or whatever. As adults, we have that as well. If you think about it, and we're all being honest. So that's why I like to share my own learnings because when I started ministry, my mother was just a boisterous. She was just a go-getter. She was loud. My brother says she kicked the door in. She'd be, I'm here. This is what God said. God said for you to do this. I'm not like that. But I felt like I should be because that was the example that I was seeing. But that's not my personality. And so I went a little while trying to do that, but it's just not who I was. And God began to show me, he said, that's not who you are. That is not who you are. I created you. You have a quieter spirit. And so he began to start showing me. I would sit in meetings and I'd be kind of nervous and not want to talk. However, when he would give me what to say and I said it, it would make a difference. And I didn't have to kick the door in to say it because that's who he called me to be. He called me to say it quieter, to say, to just, you know, in with a quiet manner. Whereas he called my mom and she was needed to say it loud, to be proud of him, and literally kick the door in to get that message across that needed to go across. Because he makes us all different. Amen. He makes us all different. We're all uniquely, unapologetically who we are. Some people receive it better from the person that kicks the door in. Some people receive it better from someone who's a little quieter, who doesn't have to, you know. And so he began to show me that. And he really showed it to me when I was watching a documentary on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They said she was really quiet. And I thought, well, that's neat. You know, that's good to see someone else that's really quiet. And but they said when things needed to be done, she was powerful. She was so powerful with her words. And I thought, well, that's cool. That's exactly what God is saying. Unapologetically, she was Ruth. She didn't change because she was on the Supreme Court. She didn't change because she was in a room full of men. She stayed who she was, but there was power in her being unapologetically Ruth. And so that's what I'm talking about today. I hope that you're beginning to see God called you to do things, to make a difference in the lives of people, but to do it just how you do it. Amen. I think of, like I just said, Miss Linda, I truly love her because she's so caring. She's so caring for me. And she doesn't care what, you know, she doesn't care what I say. She's just who she is. She says, I love you. Get some rest. Amen. And I love that because I need someone to remind me. She's not like, well, maybe I shouldn't, right? You know, no, you need rest. Get some rest. Amen. That's unapologetically who she, and she not only does that for me, she does that for so many people. I'm going to be giving a speech about her in a couple of weeks at a presentation that we're doing. And I was just thinking about it. And when I was reading this, I thought, well, gosh, wasn't that wonderful for all of us sixth graders to sit under someone who was unapologetically who they were so that we could be who we are, so that we could grow up and be them. And I mean, if you, and I'll stop with this because that'll be a part of my presentation. But if you think of it, I never go anywhere with her. Well, there's not a sixth grader telling me, you know, the same thing that I have to say about her. That, boy, she imparted into us so many wonderful gifts and talents. But if she hadn't been who she was unapologetically, she wouldn't have this whole group of hundreds of sixth graders, ex-sixth graders, who she spoke into our lives because she was strong enough to be who she was, to instill in us what we needed. And that's the same for so many of you. So many of you, you're exactly who God has created you to be, and you're walking in that. And walking in who he created you to be, you're blessing so many other people. And that's what I want to encourage you today. If you're not, or if you feel fearful of being who God created you to be, that's why you're fearfully and you're wonderfully made by God to do just that. And it makes me think of David. And David in 2 Samuel 6, 14 through 22. So a little bit of scripture here, but I want to read it because this scripture always blesses me and encourages me whenever I feel fearful of doing what God called me to do. You know, it's a big crowd and I'm a little nervous to talk in front of people, which is funny that I would be a pastor, but I am. Sometimes I'm a little nervous to talk in front of people. But I think of David and that he didn't care. He didn't care what people said. When he got the Ark of the Covenant back and brought it back home, he danced before the people. He danced so that he danced his clothes off, is what the word says. And that's what we're reading, is that story. And he didn't care. No one could say anything to him because he knew God had called him to do that. He knew God had called him truly to be a praiser. And he just was a very boisterous praiser. He just was one that really praised, and he didn't care what anyone thought about it. So 2 Samuel 6, 14 through 22. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, while he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw David, King David, leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, He blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women. And all the people went to their homes. When David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, and now he's married to Michal. I'm not sure if you're catching that, but he's married to Michal. She says to him, "How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, going around half naked and full of view of all the slave girls of his servants as any vulgar fellow would." David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house. When he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people, Israel, I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor." And so he's just really telling his wife, sometimes when you are unapologetically who you are, people don't like it. You know, they're intimidated by it, or they just don't like it. Well, you're not following the rules, or you're not doing, or whatever it may be. People don't like it. And that's what happened here. Michal, his wife, was mad because he was dancing and praising the Lord and making a scene. But that's how he did it. That's how he praised. That's what God gave him. That was his gift of praise. That was the way he did it. He told her, I'm not going to listen to you. And that's what we have to tell people who discourage us from being who God created us to be. Have you had someone tell you, it doesn't take all of that? You don't have to do that. God, he's not asking you to do all of that. Well, maybe he is asking you to do that. Maybe he is. Maybe when I go to the store many times, the Spirit say, encourage her. I don't know her. I don't really want to. It's someone that's in the grocery store with me. But if I feel God is saying do that, and my mom was really good at it. Like I said, she was very bold. She would just go, put your hand in mine, just to a stranger. We're going to pray, you know, and most of the time they would pray with her. But she was unapologetic about that. That's who God had created her to be. And if I feel like he's telling me to do that, I will. But there are people who are discouraging. Well, you don't want to do that, or you don't, you know, or whatever it may be, where people discourage you from being all that God has called you to be. No, I encourage you today to be unapologetic, unapologetic on who he has called you to be. I serve in many capacities. I serve to my students. I'm Dr. Sanford. To you all, I'm Pastor Sanford. To my granddaughter, I'm grandma and mom. To my son and sister, to my siblings. And yet I have to be unapologetically Virgery in each of those cases. I have to be who God called me to be. When I first came here, I knew that my style of preaching was a little different from what you all were used to. And I struggled in the weeks trying to balance that, to make sure that I was meeting the needs and everything. But the Spirit of God, he began to show me and was just so full. You have to be who I called you to be. You have to present it the way I gave it to you. You can't, you know how we do sometimes. We try to change it to make it fit. But he said, unapologetically, you have to be who I called you to be. They're going to receive you because I called you to be there. So we have to, sometimes we try to check and to correct and auto-correct for God, but we can't, we have to be who he called us to be, unapologetically, who he called you to be. If he's called you to be, you know, whatever it may be, whatever it may be. If he's called you to be an encourager, even if you're afraid, you have to encourage. If he's called you to bless people, you have to bless them however he's chose. If he chooses you to financially bless them, if he chooses you to make things for them. I have been so blessed here with you all and the gifts that you give. It is just amazing to me. I'm like, wow, that is so cool. You're continuing to be who God and working in what he has called you to do. I came to work a few Wednesdays back, and Miss Cheryl, Parkinson's, I want to say, right? Yes. And I have the first names. I'm still working. But she had made me cards, gift cards that I could send to all of the, I send to all of the homebound people every month. I send them cards. She made me a whole box of them. That was her unique gift. And she was, she could have said, oh no, I don't want to bother Pastor. I don't. But I came, they were on my desk, you know, and then she came in, if you need more. And that's what I mean by being who God created you to be. All of those are gifts and talents that we have, you know. And then Miss Cheryl Wilcox, the same thing. And I'm sorry I'm calling out, but you all were just such a blessing to me. And I could see this morning the Spirit was showing me how each of you walk in that gift. And I'm so glad that you are unapologetic in that. Cheryl gave me a cross one Sunday, just one Sunday. And I just thought, oh, God, that's so cool. I keep it in my purse. I pinned it to my zipper. So whenever I zip open, I think of her, but I also bless God every time. That's a gift that makes me keep continuing to remember to just, I thank you, God. Just with one zip, it's just a form of praise. I just thank God for that. And I thank God for all of you. I'm not going to call any more names today, I promise. But I thank God for each of you, and I want to encourage you just like that. You may not think it's important, but he wants you to walk in that gift that he's given you, that thing he has called you to do. He's called us to be unapologetic about it. And that just means being unique, being authentic, being who God created you to be. I could not be here and do what he's called me to do if I was still trying to adjust and change. I have to just present it the way he has called me to present it and pray that it that you all receive it. And I think it's the same with each of us and in each gift that we carry. You have to just be authentic with it. You have to be unapologetic about it. Everyone's not going to like it. They're not always going to like what you do. But if you know God has called you to do it, it doesn't matter what they want. You have to walk and do exactly what God has called you to do, unapologetically. And so I want to move on. Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. So he already knew who he wanted you to be before you were born. So that's why you could be unapologetic about it. He already knew. He formed us. When he formed us, he knew what he wanted us to be. And this is just giving you license. I feel like I'm giving you license to be who he has called you to be. We each have gifts and talents that the world needs, that our city needs, that our community needs. They need us. He's called us to do it. He created us from the beginning of the world to do those things. And now it's just not to be afraid, but to step out unapologetically and do what he's called you to do. There's so many things to do, so many gifts. I only called out a couple, but boy, I could think of even just looking, I'd be here all day calling out the gifts and the talents that you all bring. We need them outside of these four walls. We need them out into our community. They need you. They need you to touch their lives. So just be thinking about that in just the very simple ways, unapologetically reaching out and reaching people for God. Amen. See, that's one of them. I'm not apologizing for saying amen. Amen. I need that amen. It helps me to keep going. Amen. All right. So I want to finally leave you with this last scripture. And it was one of our scriptures for the day. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You are a child of God, and he knows the plans that he has for you. He didn't mistake. He didn't say, oops. Oops, I didn't mean to create her with that gift. No, he knew exactly what he was doing when he created you. He says, I know the plans I have for you. They're good plans. And as you're blessing others, he's going to continue to bless you. And it feels good to bless others. You know, it really does. It kind of keeps you going. It gives you that little boost. Keep going. Unapologetically you. And that's what I just want to leave you with, that thought. Begin to think about, what are the gifts that you bring to the table? What is it that you can bless others with? Even if it's just an encouraging word. When you tell someone, what a beautiful dress you have on. I mean, gosh, that's a gift. And you don't know what they're going through that day. And they might just need to hear that. Just to hear that word. And that's a gift that you can give. unapologetically, you can tell them and speak into their lives. Unapologetic, you can give them something that you've made, something that you've created, or just a word. God loves you. You know, I see so many people when I'm out about in the city, and they seem so troubled. I just start to pray for them. I don't even have to touch them or make a big scene. I just begin to pray for them. When I'm driving in the car and I see someone and they look troubled on the street, God, please help them. Meet them at that need that they have. That is a gift, unapologetic. Just thank you, God, for them. It's just our gifts. So overall today, I'm just encouraging you to walk in the gifts that God gave you because you're needed. You're needed in this community. You're needed in this church. You're needed. People need, they need what we have, which is the love of God. They need to know that God loves them. They need to see it. People are watching you. I heard someone say that this morning. I was watching something and I don't know what it was, but they said, whether you know it or not, people are always watching you. And so if we're only just demonstrating Christian values, I mean, that's a big deal. If we're just showing love to people, that is a big deal. Just when you hold the door for someone, I mean, it's just that basic, but I want you to walk in that. Walk in those gifts that God has given you. You're all kind. You are the most loving people I have ever met. I have to be honest. You are the most loving. I love it when I come here. I love it. You lift my spirits. Take that outside of these doors into our community and show that same love and kindness to people. Amen. Amen. Let's go into prayer. What I want to pray today, I want you to pray. If you're feeling you have those gifts, but you're a little nervous to use them, you're a little nervous to step out, that's what I want to pray for today, that God will give you the courage to walk unapologetically, that you can walk people, you will be a blessing to them, however he chooses to do it, however he helps you to do it. But I want to pray today that you will begin to have that courage to do that, that you will be unapologetic. God created you to be. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise today. We give you honor. We give you glory. You are so worthy, so wonderful, God. We honor you. God, we love you today. You're so wonderful. We thank you, God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you, God, that you know the plans that you have for us, God. We thank you, God, that before we were even born, you already had a plan for us. You knew us in our mother's womb, and we thank you for it, God. So today, we're asking, God, that you would bless each and every one here today, God, to begin to walk an unapologetic life, God, that they are unapologetically who you created them to be, and we thank you for it. We give you praise. And then, God, those who are sick, we're asking that you meet those needs, that you would let your healing virtues flow. We thank you, God, for those who need deliverance, that you would work deliverance for them, God. Lord, that you would meet every financial need, God, every job need, God, those needs that people have here, God, in the sanctuary. Lord, that you would meet those needs for them, and we thank you for it. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.